This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, so we've got a special day and a special guest here at The Party Cabin. This is Eric Zielinski, Dr. Eric Zielinski. He's known as Dr. Z. He's an essential oil expert. He's written a cool book called The Healing Power of Essential Oils.
Hey, what about Mama Z right behind
you?
Hey.
Got Mama Z. Of course, Leslie, looking Stella.
Lovely Nashville.
The whole party crew.
Yay.
Serene, yeah. John, Pearl. We're all here, and we're about to get this party started. So I'm going to let you guys go. I just wanted you to see who is with us.
And, also, for everyone who's not watching this, Danny's taking a video. People listening right now don't know what
well,
the
no,
heck you're
gonna,
sort of
now
doing.
I'm going to intro the podcast.
No, this is it, mate. That was your
intro.
I want to jump right in. I want to say the thing
sorry, Danny. That was your intro.
we're
thing
live.
That sold me about Dr. Z, like that he was going to be the one in the know about this subject, essential oils, was just the name. Who's not knowledgeable and called Dr. Zielinski?
That's true.
It's a heavy name.
But Dr. Z makes him hip too.
No, he's hip. He's completely hip. But I'm just saying there's something about that name that I knew that this book was going to be filled with the truth about it.
I love it.
Can I just say something before we get you talking, Dr. Z, because we're definitely going to give you the platform. I'm so glad you're here today. Essential oils have been such a huge part of actually Serena and my life, but we've sort of had to keep it on the down low because any time you mention essential oils, there is drama. There are cat fights. There is like, you're murdering your children because you're giving them essential oils, or you're using the wrong ones, or, oh my goodness, it's like, we couldn't even say the word essential oil.
Well, he wrote a line in his book that says something like, I'm not going to say it as wonderfully as him, but you don't bring up politics, religion, or essential oil companies at Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's funny.
Amen. That's exactly what I wrote.
And Dr. Z's here, and you know why I love him? And this is why we're having him on our party today, ladies, is because this is balance.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we have balance in our eating plan, and now we finally have balance with essential oils, and he's going to bring you the truth. We're going to get rid of all the fads and all the drama and all the fighting so we're not in a brawl in the mud, like fighting each other, right?
And we're going to find out what's safe and what really is the truth, and it's not paid by some company. You know what I'm trying to say? So it is going to be the truth because he's got no other ulterior motive.
Dr. Z doesn't have a company, but he teaches millions of people about this subject, and he's got the book. The book is The Healing Power of Essential Oils. It is so good. Okay, but we're going to talk more about it.
But
Dr.
You know,
Z.
Pearl, and I'm glad you mentioned the drama of it because honestly, that's all I know about essential oils is the drama on
Facebook.
You don't
use them, you only know drama.
No, this is a first. I'm looking forward to learning some real facts.
Your life's about to change, Dan.
Yeah, this is cool.
Why
have you ever used them? Never.
Can we give him something?
Let's
anoint this guy.
Put some joyful
like
on.
Yeah, we got joyful.
By Mama Z, his beautiful wife.
Bless the mamas with joyful. Let's get you some joyful
Easter
blend.
Basket of incredibleness. And I put a little squirt of this joyful on, and I'm already a happy person. And I was just ecstatically exuberant.
And
like, I was ready to do cartwheels.
Mama Z just made these
safe for babies, too.
Yeah, is that joyful that he's got in his hand? Okay,
hey, but
then don't take
joyful.
It in mind because I need it.
Okay, behave yourself, Serene. I want to get to nitty gritty. I want Dr. Z to speak because all the mamas are like, stop. Just let him speak and tell me stuff. Dr. Z, why is there so much drama around essential oils and what the heck?
Well, if I may say, it's a $6 billion industry.
What?
That's why.
I had no idea.
That's why.
Oh, there
and
it
there
is.
Are millions upon millions of distributors that sell them. So that's why the drama comes in. My favorite brand is this, or I do this, because a lot of folks are sustaining their families on selling essential oils.
Yeah.
That's why. And also.
And that's okay, right? Because a lot of them are good, right? Yeah.
But it's that's why there's drama, because there's a lot of fighting. Like, I present this company, I present that company. But also, there's the whole, dare I say, big pharma medicine aspect, because we're helping people that don't get help from medicine and don't get help from surgery. And so it's become a natural plant based alternative. And people are getting well.
Wow. So Danny, all you've heard is drama. Why would Danny then start to use essential oil? I mean, what can they do for his life? What are these things? Heck, if someone's listening, they're like, essential oils. I'm like, Danny, all I've heard is people fighting about them. Why use them?
Well, Danny, you are using essential oils, my friend. You don't even know it. Every day, all day long. Have you ever eaten a food or a flavor, or ever eaten a food, processed food that says natural flavors on it?
Oh, yeah.
Essential oils. Have you ever used like a lotion or a potion or anything that had fragrance or perfume?
Of course.
Essential oils.
You use our deodorant, Danny, right?
Deodorant.
Essential oils.
Essential oils. But those are synthetic essential oils that are known to, dare I say, be neurotoxic and cause cancer and autoimmunity.
Dare you.
So what you're doing is you're putting toxic chemicals on your body. If you go to these stores at conventional products, why not use the real deal? That's the difference.
You know, I've always like putting shampoo in the shower. I just am so conscious nowadays that I'm putting chemicals on my body.
So are they synthetic because of the way that they're processed, or is it synthetic because they don't even come from nature at all? I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it, because when I see fragrance, I see in my head, I'm like, cancer.
Dr. Z, are those coming from essential oils in some
form? Essential oil based products that are chemically manufactured to be produced in bulk, if that makes sense. So it's not like the real deal. It might just be one drop of the real deal, but there's a lot of fillers and then chemicals to make it smell sweeter.
Okay, almost like adding MSG to food.
Essentially, yes. Kinda. And they also mimic. That's what a lot of our drugs are. You know, we talked about this before the podcast. Like, why? Well, all these drugs that we see and all these drugs that we use are based off of compounds from the plants, the essential oils.
So true, eh?
So that's what this is. It's not like chemists are inventing new chemicals.
Hold on, they are? This is new to me.
Yeah, like aspirin. So aspirin, right?
Right.
What's aspirin? There's a chemical.
I thought it was from willow bark or something.
Well, yeah. So when you extract.
But it comes from the oil of the.
Yeah, birch. Specifically. And then there's other chemicals like methyl salicylate and wintergreen and others that if you extract that, you can actually get the pure essential oil. But if you want to make a nice, shiny white pill, then you have to chemically manufacture it. And the chemists are creating basically fake versions of it. Synthetic.
So I've got to ask this.
Oils are bad.
Yeah. So aspirin, it's essential oil based? Is that what you're saying?
The chemical compound that makes up aspirin is based off of the essential oils from the plant. Okay. So, these chemists, it's brilliant. So these chemists say, okay, what is the pain relieving quality?
Oh, come on.
Sorry,
and be professional.
Was that a phone? Was that mine?
No.
Okay, good. Mama Z, is that? No, it's no one's.
We can't get out of a podcast without a phone ringing.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. So, just go back to our ancestors, going to the roots and going to the herbs and going to the resins and the flowers of the trees to heal themselves, they find out, okay, this plant has analgesic pain relieving properties. So why don't we mimic it and just change a little bit of an isomer, or change a little bit of a chemotope, whatever it might be.
Right.
So they're just inventing these drugs.
So it's a synthetic version of it, yeah. Of a natural healing 100%.
And you know what? I love that you're a believer, and in your book, you know, you share scriptures,
yes.
and it makes sense, you know, that scripture says, you know, I give you the herbs of the field for your healing. And there's another phone.
Oh, this time Mama Z breaks the law.
That really makes sense then.
100%.
From the actual oils in these plants.
But can we say this though too? This is a big myth. Jesus didn't use frankincense oil, y'all.
Yes, I read that.
Please, don't say it.
What?
It didn't exist.
It was the resin, just the straight resin, right?
Because steam distillation wasn't invented till like the 9th century. So they didn't have what we have. We have these super concentrated essential oils. All they used were resins. You know when God told Moses, hey, get this big old vat of olive oil and put calamus and cinnamon myrrh? Mm-hmm. That's an ointment. That's an extract. It wasn't a pure essential oil. It's, you know, just extracted.
So essential oil has been around, did you say, since the 9th?
9th century AD.
It was Arab, right?
Yep, Arab. You read the book.
I'm the good girl. I was late, but I was good.
I was stuck in all the recipes because
I love it.
I've been sort of making my own. I mean, as we've said, Serena and I have been into essential oils, but all on the down low, it's been like, hush, hush, we can't tell what we do to the community. They'll think we're murdering our children or something. Mm. And so I've been making my own little blends and concoctions, and then I asked Dr. C about them today. I was doing a few things wrong, so I think we're going to clear some of that stuff up because I love how safe you are about essential oils. And one of the other things that causes, I think, big fights on social media is like, oh, do you only breathe them in? Or do you ever put them on your skin? Or, oh no, do you swallow
them? Can I prove my good girlness again?
What?
Again.
Please do. Serene.
I loved how I read in his book because it really cleared my wrong way of thinking was aromatherapy doesn't mean just smelling. It's actually the medicinal use, the therapeutic use, the smelling and the topical.
Yeah, and so Dr. Z, let us know, because I love that you actually said there is a place for all three. Honestly, sometimes on the internet you go, if you actually swallow a little drop of essential oil, you're going to die. But let us know your thoughts on this.
Well, again, going back to Danny enjoying essential oils all day long every day, 50% of all essential oils used on the planet are in the food and flavor industry. It's just dosage. So what do you think flavors your root beer? little microscopic version or a little microscopic drop of wintergreen or clove or others. It's in your lemon bars and your peppermint mint patties. So
that's so interesting because I've always thought, like, how do you just flavor something? Like, how do you invent flavor? Like, out of nothing? But yeah, it's got to come from somewhere.
But it's a synthetic version of it. Always got to remember that. Yeah, so they're so safe. It's just dosages. This is why all the recipes in my book count, you know, just two or three drops per dose, per capsule, or there's a number of
and
other
there's
ways.
Always a carrier oil, too, always, isn't there? Because you're like, even 100%. When you put, like, a lemon oil in your water, you're like, that's going to stay on top. No, put it with a carrier oil. Put it with coconut oil. I loved that. Yes. I was like, finally, and now I know how to ingest oils internally.
Yes, because that's what I learned from him too. Yeah, because they repel water, right? They're anti-water, but they love
and you also
oil.
You love them on your body, but you're not a big, like, neat. You don't like them right neat on the body. And so I have been
explain for the people that don't know what neat is.
Neat means an essential oil directly on the body, correct?
Undiluted.
Undiluted. And what are the problems with that, Dr. Z?
Well, the problem, at first, that's not the best way. In my opinion, that's not a natural way. You're not going to walk into a lavender field and be around a lavender pool of essential oils. It just doesn't exist. I mean, really, it takes 35 pounds of lavender to get one itty-bitty bottle of lavender. Right. So they're highly concentrated, right? So the body, I don't believe, has been designed by God to be in interaction with them in its full concentrated form. So you dilute them to, A, prevent what's known as sensitization, which is a contact dermatitis. So people are becoming allergic. They're getting rashes and they're getting burns. They're hurting themselves just by putting oil straight on their skin.
Oh, wow.
And also, it's just safe. It's effective. It's sustainable. And this is where part of me the hippie part of me comes out. I want to make sure my kids and my kids' kids get the chance to enjoy these. We're consumerizing plants to extinction because we're using too much oil. Mm. And that's a concern. A lot of plant matter just being wasted. Because people are just using oils too much.
Oh, yeah, interesting. So you put them with coconut oil or
jojoba, coconut, almond, so many others. And also they help evaporate. And this is one cool thing, not to go too much. And I have this like for the science geek part in my book. You know, essential oils are volatile organic compounds. Volatile meaning evaporate. So if you were to put a drop of oil, and we could do it right here on the table in front of us, we'll smell the vapor. That's literally because it's evaporating and those particles are emitted and touching our nose and saying, hey, there's a smell here. Well, how do you stop the evaporation? Because if you're evaporating, you're wasting your money, literally, just coming up. So a carrier oil prevents evaporation, also opens up your pores. Mm. And we know that essential oils get into our bloodstream.
What's a carrier oil?
Coconut oil? Any fatty oil, coconut, olive oil, grapeseed oil, jojoba, shea butter. There are just dozens and dozens of carrier oils. Anything to help dilute so you're not using the pure concentrated.
I also like how he brought out in his book, he was saying how your body cannot absorb and break down properly and deal with that much concentration at one time. Yeah. So using, one or two drops instead of like just overdoing like my personality would be just like keep it coming, drop.
I know.
The body is going to freak out.
My personality too, and I had to learn, and my wife will testify, if one's good, 20 is better.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I had to learn, like I got trained, that's one thing, y'all, I'm a researcher, and when I started learning this stuff, I'm like, oh, okay, research says this, man, I hurt myself. I literally hurt myself a couple times bad. Like I created reflux and I burned my skin because I wasn't using them right. And then I went to aromatherapy school. And I learned, like literally, I went back to school again and I learned how to do it right. And true aromatherapy uses it for a lot of ways, medicinal, internal. Yeah. I mean, we'll talk a lot of different
We'll get to internal soon, but can I'll say something that I've shared my struggle on here with all our mamas, and we're mama-based, but you're a doctor, so you can listen to this. You know what? I've always fought fibrocystic breasts and lumpiness and the pain and my childbearing years, really. And you know, I've had some breakthroughs, but one breakthrough I had was my own little concoction. I've read about the therapeutic, beautiful oils and clove oil and frankincense, how good they are for the breast tissue. So I made up my own little concoction, a little bit of a carry oil of coconut, but I wasn't using enough coconut. So I've been putting this into myself and what you said is probably too high doses, even though it's really helped with my lumpy breasts a lot. Incredible. I don't need to use that much just because it works, right?
Yeah.
What is your basic amount of drops per carry oil?
So the standard, if we're not talking a medicinal, if we're not talking a medicinal dose, a standard is a 2% dilution. So what's 2%? Okay, math, everyone. There's 600 drops in an ounce. So whatever, if you have a carrier oil, like 1 ounce of olive oil, let's say, or coconut oil, that's 600 drops. So if you want 2% of 600, that's 12. So it'll be 12 drops in total of essential oil per 1 ounce of a carrier. That's the standard aromatherapy ointment for your skin. But when it comes to, I would say breast, underarms, genitalia, because people use these for everything. Vaginal infections, they are great.
Right.
Then you want to go 1% or lower.
Oh.
But for someone that has like cancer or diabetes, or you actually are trying to really affect a condition, then you could go 5%, maybe even 10% if it's a gentle oil. Gentle oils, good oils, like good, they're all good, but gentle oils that are non-caustic, they won't burn, like lavender, frankincense, sandalwood, Roman chamomile.
Can I ask you, for people who are not good at math, like Serena and I, because both our eyes are glazing over at the ounce.
I get that. I get it. Like, that's why you got to get the book. I got the charts in the book.
Hey, we're in kitchens. We work with tablespoons. Let's just say we have a tablespoon of a carry oil. Yep. How many drops to that about?
1% is 300. Three.
So 3 drops to a tablespoon is about right.
I can do that. That's a drop per teaspoon.
See,
I love it. See, this is cooking now.
My math works with tablespoons and teaspoons because it's cooking. That's the way.
Anytime somebody does math in their head, I'm like,
I know. It's like, help me. But yeah, but you want to premix your blend. So Pearl, you got your blend. You want to premix it so it's really easy. You're not like in your hand dropping.
I've been dropping it in my hand. I'm totally going to premix.
So you're creating this one thing I love about my wife. She labels everything, and you want to have your, your like breast health blend. You want to have your happy blend or joyful blend. You want to create your own little blends and you want to label it. So it's just easy. Boom, boom, boom.
Mama Z is amazing. She made up her own blends. You need to come and say some stuff.
I wanted to come and say, but on the way, as she's coming, as we're talking about breasts, so we can get the breasts done all at once.
Breasts!
And then we just won't keep them going through the whole party. Well, that was the big thing that proved essential oils power to me. Because, sometimes you can think, is it just placebo? Is it just, I'm going to pass the mic to her in a second. Oh. Is it just placebo or, is it really?
Yeah, like Danny's a skeptic. Danny's a essential oil skeptic.
No, he's joyful over here.
It's very joyful at this moment.
So anyway.
I can see it in your eyes.
I was thinking to myself, I had a great milk supply, but I'm OCD. Orchid in. And I'm like, hey, if it's good, why not make it fantastic? Why not make it so it's just like the land flowing with milk and honey?
Yeah. Right.
So I want to make my baby fat. So I looked up on the internet essential oils that are really great for milk supply, and I read a couple, and I thought, well, I'll put 1 drop under my arm because I didn't want it too close to her
whatever's past tense.
Sounding really not intelligent, Nick's doctor. Anyway, I wake up in agony. Stones, like so filled with milk. There was no room for the skin to stretch anymore. It was just so chocker filled with milk, and I'm like, what did I do? 1 drop of fennel under each armpit. And I'm like, this stuff is for real. It's for real. And I'm in agony. What am I going to do? I gave myself mastitis.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Here's Mama Z.
Well, and when I make all my...
Oh, let's, Serene, can you help Mama Z? Put it right in her face. There we go.
She just flung
the microphone and like, I'm done.
And when I make my blends, because I'm a mom, so I use them on my kids. So that's why I always use the 6 to 8 drops for every 1 ounce of carrier oil, because I'm in and around the babies all the time. And so whether it's the joyful blend or we're going to bed and we use the sweet sleep blend, it's so important to make sure if you're going to be around kids and the oils are going to be around kids that it's also the safe dilutions for the kids and the babies.
Hey, what do you think is the best thing that's just popped into my head? Best blend that you would put together for a headache?
I love peppermint, wintergreen, and lavender.
Yeah,
those three literally, because some people respond well to peppermint and some people respond well to a wintergreen, but those combinations together and then lavender that just calms everything down. I love that.
And what would you do with it? You'd put it in your carry oil and your blend, and then where would you rub it? What would you do? Or would you inhale it? Would you drink it? What would you do?
Snort it probably.
Well, I start with the shoulders and I do a nice deep shoulder massage. And then what I want to do is I'm going to take my hands, I'm going to cup them over my nose and inhale. And then I usually press the sinuses. You know, this time of year in Georgia, we have yellow pollen all over the vehicles. Mm-hmm. So there's just lots of stuff in the air. So it could be tension related. So that's why I'm going to take care of my shoulders. Or it could be allergy related. And so I want to make sure that I'm opening everything up in all of those places that could possibly be, and even behind the ear on that mastoid bone, especially for kids, because sometimes you don't know what's wrong and their ears hurting or they're teething or whatnot. And I love to like massage that area because it just opens everything up.
So does the oil is it going through the skin or is it mostly mm-hmm. the inhaling of it?
Both.
Okay, so it's both.
That's
of those.
Why I love topical. Out of mm-hmm. all the different ways, topical applicatio, you get a 2-for-1 deal when you apply topically because you get the inhalation benefit. Sweet. But when it applies on your skin, this is one thing that blew my mind when I started researching it. The chemicals can be found in your bloodstream within 5 minutes.
What?
And here's the key, though.
No way.
They've done lavender studies where they just applied a 2% dilution of lavender over a male patient's abdomen, and within 5 minutes, full concentration of the oils that get into the bloodstream within 20 minutes. And here's the kicker. This is why I love them. Within an hour and a half, they're gone, completely metabolized. I don't know of any drug on the planet that our body can completely metabolize.
So yeah. Does that mean we need to frequently apply the oils if we're like dealing with a condition?
If you're dealing with something like a flu or a fever, yeah, you want to apply it every four. I usually recommend 4 hours. But for something like a chronic condition, I'm concerned with people. This is one thing too, y'all. Okay. I do not want people to be on oils like people are on drugs the rest of their life. We're talking freedom. We're talking.
Really?
I don't use oils every day because I have to. I use them in ways that I want to enhance, like the joyful blend, or I want to get a perky mood, or I really want to calm myself down. I don't want them to be in bondage to anything.
Will it really perk
like
you up? Will you notice a noticeable?
100%.
That's cool. Because yeah. right now, I don't want to, you know, speak too soon. And there's a lot of people in here, and everyone's smiling. And
like the
nice
placebo
looking.
Effect,
right? Am I placeboing because of my joyful? Or,
no,
but I truly do. I'm happy in front of people as well, naturally. So it's a hard test right now. But
the orange oil stimulates your limbic system, which is where your mood, your emotions, your primal brain. I mean, it's been shown over and over. It yes. is an antidepressant.
Yeah.
So we have people, and I got to be careful because, you know, if you're on a depressant, be very careful. Don't cut cold turkey. That could be bad. But there are a lot of people weaning themselves off of drugs, and they're using inhalation and the essential oils to get free from these.
So how that actually just, I have like 1,000 questions firing in my head, so I won't ask them all, but I do want to ask one more. Let's take a classic headache, right? Because then this can spill over into, I'm reading in your book about irritable bowel syndrome alleviation and major things, right? That like people struggle with their whole life. What percentage would you say if I, let's say, went with Mama Z's headache concoction versus an Advil, do you think it's a 50%? Two pain relieving of Advil, 98%?
That's a really, really good question.
Is that every, it's is a there good any question. On that?
There's every topic that I've seen regarding everything from cancer to blood glucose balancing to mood. The bottom line is this. You'll rarely find an essential oil, quote, outperforming a drug in sure. effectiveness.
Sure.
Okay? There's a reason why drugs are the way they are and they work the way they do, right? Yeah. But a lot of studies, here's a cool thing, A, show equal effectiveness, or two, if it's not as effective, it usually takes a little longer, there's no side effects. Like, I can't stress this enough.
Yeah.
I don't know of any drug, period, that doesn't have a side effect.
For sure. Big side effects,
and
too.
There are no side effects to essential oils if you use them the right way. Wow. Again, if you slather clove oil on your body because you're trying to fight an infection, you will hurt yourself eventually.
Well, and that's where
wise.
Your book comes in handy, yeah. is it has those recipes.
And that's...
You said, you know, you don't want to be a slave to essential oils. You know, you use them because it's freedom, because yes. you can, and because to uplift your mood. Now, maybe not anybody's going to relate to what I say. Maybe it's just my personality and there's no one else psycho out there like me. But my brain gets confused straight away. What if I want to use them every day?
Yeah.
Like it's not going to hurt me, right? It's
for
not,
So what I want you to do is use them in a way that you want
years,
to.
If I want to do
yes.
something every day,
yes.
like part of a ritual
yes.
in the morning, just because it makes me happy, right? Get out of the shower and slather frankincense on. That's okay.
Yeah, but what I don't want, because yeah. I want to help people not have headaches every day anymore.
Yeah,
I don't want people, because I have so many people that have chronic issues that they're going from a drug every day to an oil, but they're never healed. So that's when they get on your plan. That's when they start dealing with root cause resolution. That's yeah. when they use oils to heal. Yeah. What I want to do is give people healing. So you use them when you want to, not because you have to.
Do you yeah. feel like then, are you saying that you feel like, rather than be a method of soothing, of taking away pain and everything, you feel like oils actually literally can go into the body and heal the root of these conditions?
They can help. And this is where the chiropractor comes out, okay. because we've been told that the power that made the body heals the body, and innate yeah. intelligence, we want to give the body what the body needs to bring healing.
Yeah.
Ylang Ylang. Okay. We hear about frankincense, the king of oils maybe. Ylang Ylang is his queen, because Ylang Ylang does so much to bring harmony. It's a known harmonizer. So not to get too scientific, but you know, when blood pressure rises, so should heart rate. And when heart rate rises, so should blood pressure. Well, what Ylang Ylang has done is actually cause people's heart rate to rise where it should and people's blood pressure to lower where it should. It's counteracting conflicting measures on the same people, which basically says, how can one thing do conflicting measures? It's in the medicine world, it's impossible.
Wow.
But in the essential oil world, what that says is Ylang Ylang gives the body something the body needs. It all starts in the brain, y'all. So if the brain knows what the brain needs to do, the brain will say, heart, calm down. The brain will say, okay, blood pressure, go where it needs to. We don't treat disease. We treat the body. So the body can treat disease. It's a fundamental difference. Like food.
That's a big deal.
So
And a question that I have, because a lot of our mamas listening and men, papas.
She looked at me.
Papas.
Listening. You know, may have
the
issues
male.
With blood sugar, with high blood sugar, with high glucose. What are some essential oils that you know of that can help them in that area?
Melissa, cinnamon, lavender. Those are the key. Those are the key. Thyme. These are really shown in the research to really help bring balance. But also people that are hypo. No, they need to raise some people too. They can also have a similar effect. You want to be careful. Some oils like rosemary, when it comes to blood pressure, it has such a blood pressure spike effect that if you are hypertensive, you want to stay away from rosemary
because
it could actually, you want to be careful. Some are just so strong where they don't have the harmonizing effect like Ylang Ylang does, sandalwood, frankincense. These are harmonizers.
Okay, so my husband deals with just like a, I don't want to speak it over him, but like a genetic blood sugar issue.
Yeah.
You know, it's just their whole family, even if they eat really, really good, their blood sugar is higher than it needs to be. So what is something that he could take, here I go again, every day?
I know. You start it.
You said Melissa, you said cinnamon.
Yeah.
But like, can you tell me a combination or a drop or a little recipe?
Yeah. I'd love to. I would want him to get on a capsule where he could put two drops of cinnamon with some olive oil in a capsule.
Cinnamon leaf or cinnamon bark?
I
saw in your
good,
book.
Thank
There's
you.
Another good
she
girl.
Read yeah. cinnamon bark because cinnamon leaf doesn't have that. Cinnamon leaf has a different effect. But cinnamon bark, because it has cinnamaldehyde in it. Cinnamon leaf has eugenol, which is a completely different chemical. But cinnamon bark, essential oil. A good pure essential oil, and I would be very curious if you were to he would respond twice a day
with oil, like dilute it in the capsule.
Oh yeah, you want to put like my best friend is a little pipette or a little like dropper, you know, from whatever bottle you might have, but get just a little couple drops of right in there coconut oil, or it hardens, I guess, if it's cold weather. But olive oil, a couple drops of that with a couple drops of cinnamon.
So equal carrier. To medicinal?
No, I would actually do just two drops in total, 2 to 3 drops of essential oil in total, and fill the rest with your carrier.
And I love what you just said, Serene. You brought it up because I wanted to get there about you're talking. Now it's like the taboo thing, ingesting essential oils.
Yes.
But you just did it in a very balanced way. Can you just give us your whole idea about ingesting essential oils?
Yes. Putting Again, them in your remember, body? Y'all, we're eating foods that are flavored and that they're flavored by either a pure or a synthetic version of essential
oil. So we're already ingesting essential oils.
You already are. It's just dosage. And so I'm really concerned about Pinterest. I really am. And I got to pick on Pinterest. I got to pick on the mommy bloggers and the Dr. So-and-sos who aren't trained, because it freaks me out. These 15, 20, 30 drop capsules that they come up with. And it's like, you guys are going to overdose. There is such a thing. You could tax your liver and your kidneys, just like anything. You can drink too much water, right? So we want to have balance and want to have propriety. So I usually stick it with, 2 to 3 drops per dose. If you want to be more aggressive, you can. But if you want to, you always got to consider, y'all, if you are anyone on blood thinners, cloves something you want to stay away from if internally, right? You want to stick away from certain drugs. Talk to your pharmacist and your medical doctor, because there can be drug interactions. I talk a little bit about that in my book, too. But yeah, you stick it to 2 to 3 drops and maybe 2-3 doses per day. And here's the thing, though. Here's when it comes to intervention. So someone that has a blood sugar issue, I don't want someone to do the same thing every day forever. If someone still needs support, and that's a good thing, I understand that, I would still switch up the protocol every 4 weeks. Why 4 weeks? A couple reasons. One, a lot of the research studies that we see are always on a 4-week cycle because our body, our skin regenerates itself every 28 days. We are on a cycle. Women, you're obviously on a mm-hmm. cycle. Men, we are on a monthly cycle. So
I knew it.
What?
I just See? Knew it.
What? There's something to it, this monthly cycle. So if someone has a chronic condition, what I want to see is, so for your husband, let's do cinnamon once a day for a month, see how he responds. And then let's change to Melissa once a day for 4 weeks. So let's change it every month, just every month. You don't want to do the same thing forever because of resistance.
I didn't even pay when I came in here, mate.
Yeah,
this
I know.
This is
I know.
A good
I know.
Thing.
I know. This is like...
I love it. And you know what? I love that everything's so balanced, but you're not saying we're going to die if we ingest essential oils. You're actually saying, no, it can be wonderful, but just do it in a safe
yes.
way.
And
so
you know
we
what's
don't
really
need to be
safe?
Extreme, right?
This is where we got to combine. We got to do like a cookbook because how can you add oils to your... Like one drop of cinnamon... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
we've been too scared to put essential oils in our recipes, and we use them at home. But we've been too scared to put them in because
seriously,
guacamole. Give me a lime. Give me some cilantro.
Yes,
my
lime and cilantro.
You haven't tasted
and I
guacamole
lemon bars,
till you had cilantro on mine.
You know,
in
with
it.
Fresh lemon juice, yeah, lemon essential oil, lemon peel, and I mean, it like gives a well-rounded flavor all the way around. It's so healing.
And if you saw Dr. Z, Mama Z, Dr. Z's wife, you would just want to get on essential oils.
Oh my goodness. She's like the most beautiful woman
you're so
you've
sweet.
Ever
I
seen.
I turned 40 in August.
Well, it's just wrong. It's just stop it. I can't even look at her. It's shining. The beauty is shining so much.
I like what you're saying about the knowledge of it and the dosage and everything, yes. because it's really the medicine of the earth is what it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly.
So at this, in the same way, yes. you would want to know what sort of hardcore pharmaceutical you're putting in
yes.
your body.
Can I say this? Okay. Yeah. Here's my, who is going to go to, what do y'all have here? Walgreens or Rite Aid or whatever. Okay. Who's going to go to the
society.
Local pharmacist and pharmacy store and go get an over-the-counter pain med and just literally do whatever, put
just
15,
start,
20 pills and take it. You read the instructions. Why do people look at probiotics, supplements, and essential oils as like, oh, it's natural, let me do what I want to do.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing that. We should.
You
be
still have to be smart about it and educate yourself, right?
Educate. Read the label. Find out what you're doing first. It's medicine, y'all.
So, yeah, the earth has medicine for you.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
I feel justified now, Serene, in putting some essential oils in our recipes and putting them out there. And if people say stuff to us, we'll say, Dr. Z's here. We
can. Love it.
We're backed by
or
the
you
D
can
doctor.
Always put optional on there in parentheses.
So can I put a drop of orange essential oil? Because we grew up in Australia where at the cinema, at halftime, they still had halftime because that's how old we are, right? No, I'm just joking.
Halftime.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Yeah. What do they call that, though? What's the real word for halftime?
Intermission. Special intermission music would come on. They had these chocolates. It's called Jaffa, and they were orange flavored chocolates.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness. So all I want to do is drop an orange drop of essential oil in my hot cocoa trimmy.
Why don't you?
Like hot cocoa.
But it's because you've got a little coconut oil in there, we can, right?
But we pre-mix it. Pre-mix
and you
the
know
coconut
what?
Oil first.
How about a couple drops of cinnamon or cardamom in your sweatpants oatmeal?
You
put it on top, but that's going to balance
your
blood sugar, and it's going to taste amazing, and you can switch it up and add other
so
things to it.
So if anyone has a blood sugar issue and they just can't eat oats where the rest of us can, you know, and that would be a good idea for them. And that little bit of coconut oil we put in the water, they can put
one drop of each, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, one drop of each. And I think it's like, what is it, like 3 tablespoons of water. And then it's
half
like
a teaspoon
coconut
oil.
So when the coconut oil, here's the thing.
Yeah,
you have the coconut oil separate. Put the essential oil in the coconut oil first and premix it. Done.
Question. Now Serena and I are fighting over this microphone now, but when you said guacamole and you said lime, the guacamole is a fat. Do we still have to premix it in a little bit of a carrier oil even
Good
when we put
question.
It in guacamole?
No.
No, because the fat content in the guac and the avocado is sufficient.
Yeah. And if you add fresh lemon juice to the guacamole and then the lime oil, you get another balance of citrus in it. So it is so amazing. And then that cilantro, you know, a lot of times when we make our salsas and those things in my garden, you know, the cilantro is going to be done before we ever want to make our stuff. So we have to like coarse chop it and freeze it and all that stuff. And we have cilantro essential oil. It's right here and it's ready to go.
That's so great. Now this is okay for nursing and pregnant women too. Is this a big scary topic that I'm bringing up?
No, it is not.
Because, you know, you even have coconut oil. You even have barley green powder or something. Please ask your doctor before ingesting. It's like, what?
This is green.
So let me ask you this. How many pregnant women and nursing moms, if y'all are out there, do you think twice spraying your air freshener? Do you think twice having your plug-ins?
Yes,
do you think
twice,
you know, using your chemical cleaners? No one thinks. Do you think twice going to Bath and Body Works and using their lotions? People don't think that way. And so I'm telling y'all.
Well, their laundry detergent.
Yes, I'm telling y'all. So it's just, it's very safe. But again, you just don't. But there are a couple oils, and Mama Z can remind us about the ones that will diminish milk supply. Or can. Yes. Want to be careful. Fennel obviously helps boost. But there are some things you want to be careful of.
So sage.
Yeah, sage is one.
Not the clary sage. I usually use the clary sage and the jasmine to stimulate the milk production before it comes in. So I drop in like a mother load. And but then I tailor off because I'm going to focus on the fennel and the basil that's going to boost the milk supply. But the regular sage will plummet your milk supply. So even out in the garden, I have double gloves because when you go to even clip the sage, you get the resins on your fingers and that can really destroy that milk production. So a lot of moms always say, okay, well, what am I going to use in my cooking then? And so I use Herbes de Provence. That's a blend of herbs that has lavender and other things in it instead because it produces a nice well-rounded flavor and you won't miss the sage.
But what about peppermint? Serene's always worried that that's going to diminish your milk supply.
So yeah, I am not one. I have not one that's ever had peppermint affect me. And I have had one of my babies, I had 400 bags of extra milk within the first 2 months. So I have had peppermint almost every day in one form or another. It does not affect me. Some people it does. So you want to really know your body and you want to know how it affects you.
There's a lot of concern about it because just, I got to say, like this whole lavender thing and applying lavender can cause young boys to develop breasts, which is just junk science.
Can we bring that up
right
now?
You got one
estrogenic oils, there's a big worry about it.
And there's nothing. I mean, really, you might have one woman who had a bad reaction to peppermint and so then it got viral online. So same thing with lavender. I don't know. I don't understand why it became such big news, but it frustrates me as a researcher because in 2007, there were three cases of three boys that developed prepubescent breast growth because they applied, it was after applying an ointment or like a topical solution. I don't even know what it was, like one was shampoo, one was soap, one was something else at the store. And out of all the parabens and phthalates and all the other chemicals in it, there were essential oils, synthetic essential oils. So the researchers bastardized the oil and said, oh, tea tree and now lavender can cause breast growth. Well, that was 8 years ago. No, I'm sorry, 2007. Help me out with math. I'm doing math over here. 11 years ago.
Don't look at me.
And now a researcher who is, dare I say, allegedly funded by Big Pharma or a pharmaceutical company, which I'm really concerned about, right? Interest. He came out with another study that says, you know what? There's reason to think that this could happen. I'm telling y'all, there is no research at all to say that lavender or any essential oil is estrogenic. These oils don't have the effect to really produce estrogen. So for women who have estrogenic positive cancers, you don't have to worry about lavender. You don't have to worry about clary sage.
That's huge
you
to
don't.
Hear because I'm telling you, it's all over the internet. And when I made my special breast rub, I was so worried about putting lavender in
you don't
it
have
because
to be.
of these scares. And why don't they contain estrogen? I mean, what if the plant itself somehow does? And what does the oil not?
Because steam distillation completely changes the chemical structure of the oil. Because you got to think, steam distillation is a highly processed environment where the plant matter gets heated to an extreme temperature. So the chemicals that you get from the plant before and after steam distillation, you can't compare apples to apples. It's not even the same. And actually, chemicals change. There's different. Again, this I'm not a chemist, and I actually write about it in my book because I was really profound, like to say, really, like the chemical compounds in lavender pre are not the same chemical compounds post. So the essential oil is like a different product. So even though, yes, lavender and clary sage as an herb might be estrogenic, the essential oil isn't. And I quoted Robert Tisserin, who wrote the book on essential oil safety. It's like the textbook. And flat out, and Robert Tisserin is the foremost expert in essential oil safety and chemistry. And he's like, look, there's no research that's substantiated. I could confirm it from my own research. And just helping all the women we have, clary sage and lavender have actually been shown to help women with breast cancer, like the body kill breast cancer
cells. This is such a freeing message that I'm hearing today with balance. I just love it. Hey, now I want to get, we're sort of close to wrapping up, but I want to talk about where on earth do you get a good essential oils. Now, I know a lot of our mamas sell them and they do well and they're beautiful companies and they have really good essential oils. So I don't want to demean any oils here. But, you know, what do you say? You must get asked this all the time.
So we use oils from several different suppliers and companies. Yeah. We actually have some close friends that own essential oil companies.
But what should we look for?
Yeah. You know what's important to realize? Purity is purity. You can't get more pure than pure, right? It's if something is pure, that means there's no chemicals in it. And there are. So what you look for is you look for, quite frankly, a company that you could trust. Like y'all. I mean, really, at the end of the day, no one's monitoring or testing. The FDA, the government isn't testing what you guys are producing. Right. We trust you. We love you. We realize, you know, you're going to have good products and you're going to do your internal testing.
Right.
So that's what I encourage people to do is, A, find a supplier company that you trust. Ask them about how it's manufactured. Ask them about the harvesting, the distillation process, the sourcing, because you want to find out where are they getting this. And in my opinion, indigenous sourcing, my father-in-law, my wife's daddy is an agri-scientist. Man, how many husbands do you have, babe? My wife's dad is an agri-scientist, and he explained to me, plants grown in their native environment, indigenous, contain a more robust nutrition profile than plants that are just farmed in your backyard, just because the soil and everything is just how God planted it. So we want to get the plants where God planted it, and we want the oils where God planted it. So sourcing is a big deal. Organic, quite frankly, doesn't matter as much as you might think.
Interesting.
Because as we know, you know, there's runoff, we have chemtrails, we have cross-pollination. Even though your farm is organic here, 20, 30 miles down the road, you have Monsanto spraying, and we find that orange and citrus essential oils that are, quote, organic can still have pesticide residues, which is why you really want organic in nature. You want to know where they're sourcing. Make sure it's a safe environment.
You said to me, and I said, well, where are you getting your essential oils? I said, I had some wonderful ladies I was buying them off that were in MLMs, but, you know, I ran out, so I got some off Amazon.
Yes,
and you were like, be careful with that.
Careful.
If you don't know the people and you don't know the source, you want us to do our best to educate ourselves on where we're buying them, right?
Yeah, and I would even dare say, and I don't want to get shut down by Amazon because I sell a lot of books at Amazon.
Yeah, we love Amazon.
But please, but you know.
Just to investigate the company.
I would caution to get any essential oils on Amazon. You can get your supplies, your little bottles and diffusers and stuff. But the bottom line is people are using essential oils as medicine. So why would you get your medicine on Amazon?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, would you really?
No.
I mean, would you get like, I mean, you just can't test it. You just don't know and you can't prove and you just... And so for me...
Do they need to be... Essential oils, do they have to be called medicinal grade?
Oh, good.
Therapeutic is the buzzword.
Therapeutic.
Yeah, therapeutic grade.
Do our oils need to say that?
What's therapeutic?
I don't know.
You know, it's just... Therapeutic means it has an effect on the body. That has a positive, desirable effect. It has been one of the most brilliant marketing strategies. Mm-hmm. Therapeutic, medicinal, food grade. There's no such thing. It's pure, it's not. If an oil is pure, meaning it has no chemicals in it, it's literally just pure, unadulterated, it's safe for internal use. If it's within the safe category, again, wintergreen, wormwood, rue, those are ones you don't want to ingest. But if it's in the safe category, a pure essential oil is what you need. And it is medicinal, it is therapeutic, and it is food grade. You just don't, the label doesn't matter.
Because I've seen therapeutic frankincense oil for like $8.
Yes.
For like 2 ounces. Then you can get an $80 bottle of 7 mL.
Yes.
Something.
Yes.
Do you have the safe, unsafe list in your book?
What's the deal with such a difference?
John wants to speak. Jonath is talking.
A lot of people in this room here today, folks.
Hey, I'll take the hit for this one, so blame me. We'll
just
cut
it out.
Dr. Z and I were talking.
get ready, Tim.
This is just because we're all sharing information here. We're all trying to learn our way forward, right? I will say I use essential oils a lot for a lot of different things, and I wanted to get to the bottom of the medicinal therapeutic grade issue, and I took the time and I went out to all the biggies. That I tried to get them on the phone, email. The only company that, and I'm not endorsing this company. I'm just saying the only company that got back to me, started a conversation, and answered my question was Now. Mm. And it was through that company that I learned, and they said it. And I'm not going to say the person's name who told me, but they were the ones that said that term is it's just a made up term. It's just a
it's like it's, all natural.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Yeah,
all natural.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
And I also had a lot of respect for the way they answered it too. They said, look, you know, we've got it on ours in some instances. They said, we've got it on our label as well, because it seems to mean something to people, but said, truth be known, it's a nonsense term. Yeah. And anyone can make that claim. There is no authoritative body in the industry that regulates it. There's nothing. So
it's a wild, wild west.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So I applaud the Now Company for you know, again, I'm not endorsing them, but they were the only ones that thoroughly answered my question on that, and that informed my buying going forward. So for what it's worth,
and price makes a big difference. You mentioned it. That's the other deciding factor. You're not. It's impossible. Like, it's literally impossible in America right now to buy a gallon of gas for 10 cents. Right? I remember back in the day, for those of you who are old enough listening, you could buy a gallon of gas for 10 cents. It's impossible. It's literally impossible to get a real bottle of pure frankincense for like under 30-40 bucks. It's
really?
Just impossible because of, again, little 15 mil.
It's just what it costs.
It's just the And so the price is a factor.
So if we're buying our frankincense for under 30 bucks for 15 mil,
it's either diluted. Yeah, it's either flat out fake or it's diluted, where it can say all natural, where there's like 10 drops of real frankincense and just like the 150 drops of jojoba. That's the other thing. You'll find the back. What are the ingredients in it? You'll find a lot of them even don't label their carrier oil, which is really frustrating. Can I say that too? Yeah. Buy oils, don't, unless you're busy. I get it. We're all busy. If you got the time, make your own roller bottles and blends, because when you buy a pre-made one that has a carrier oil, you're paying for the cheap carrier oil.
The rancid, right?
No. Or at least the ones they buy in large bulk.
Yeah, the cheap. But if they're cheap,
and then they can go rancid.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's just because
the other thing is make sure that you read it, that companies that that produce the reports on the oils, that have done the testing, you can look to see how pure as well.
Yeah, and not every company. You want to ask for a report, a GCMS,
right?
Gas chromatography, mass spectrometry. Ask them for the report, and it's going to look like Greek to you, but A, if they give you a report, that's a good sign, because they're not afraid of transparency, and B, the report should have like an analysis. Like, if you were to go to anylabs.com and get like a blood work, they should give you like, hey, this is what's in they should explain it.
Do you know what's so interesting? Because all this math, you know, carrier oil, the 600 drops, was just over my head, right? But that whole, like, can you say all that language again? That
GCMS? You know,
all that kind of stuff you were talking about to get the analysis.
Yeah,
all
mass spectrometry, yes.
That is kind of familiar to me, because Sam, my husband, is kind of the one that goes over and sources the different countries our products. And I have all that paperwork, you know, slapped on our kitchen table all the time. And it's so,
really?
if Mama's listening, if you want to know, we have all of that. We have all of that testing and
for
all
our products
of,
as well.
For all of our products.
Also, and I know we're going to wrap up here because we've covered a lot of ground, Danny, but you've been writing down questions, right?
You've got notes,
and we've been talking. Yeah, so we're going to let Dan
16
have
or so pages. No.
You got one. Pick your best.
No, well, one was Dr. and Mama Z, you don't sell essential oils.
No, we don't.
We are free.
You're free.
We are free to speak. You know, one thing that I didn't realize, our friends, and there are so many of them, I know listening, that are distributors for the companies out there, and you know who you are, you're restricted. Your freedom of speech has been taken away. You can't say things like asthma. You just can't. You have to use words like respiratory support, whatever that means. You can't say cancer. You have to say immune compromise or whatever it might be. And so by not selling oils, we literally maintain our freedom of speech to report what the research says. And we're not making fanciful claims. I'm not saying if you put frankincense on your tumor, you're going to be cured. But what I am saying is, research suggests that applying diluted frankincense can help XYZ. And so that's a big thing.
Yeah.
That is a big thing.
Can we talk a little before we close? I mean, the book is incredible. It's like a handbook in our homes now, The Healing Power of Essential Oils.
Does it function like a recipe book?
Yeah, there's beautiful recipes and stuff that, you know.
And Mama Z's beauty remedies, I'm sure.
They're amazing. Yeah, if we all look like her, we'll be using this every day. But What else do you do? Don't you bring people together over this? What do you want to talk about what you do for essential oils in the community? Rather than dividing people, you educate, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we really, that's the blessing of it all. We've created, and it's just by God's grace, we have a global following of people that we have, they just put aside their brands. They put aside, we just talk, we communicate, we educate. And wherever we go speak, or if we have master classes that we teach online, or our own little inner circle private group that we have on Facebook, whatever it is.
Can we share? I know our mamas are just going to be so interested. Yeah. Can you share like where do they go to find these resources?
Yeah, go to my website first. Go to drericz.com, drericz.com. And there's a number of different, whether it's our inner circle that we join.
You're on Facebook.
Yes, yep. Dr. Eric Z or Essential Oil Revolution. That's all oils all the time. Dr. Eric Z, we talk. It's more of a, we have devotionals and where our Bible health ministry really comes to play. We talk about food and just educate people mm-hmm. about diseases. And yeah, I just really appreciate what y'all are doing and just giving us this opportunity because this is really sweet. I love your tribe. You guys have done something beautiful.
And we love the Bible and we love that it's, we love Jesus. We really want people to share in that abundant life, that John 10:10 abundant life. And God wants us to have it to the full. And so by using essential oils, by having the right nutrition and all the other areas of our life that we need to focus and bring balance, then we're able to have that John 10:10 abundant life and be able to sow into other people.
Yeah, I just love it. I love that, we're all similar here and now just what we want to reach out and bring health and life to people. And you guys, we just have it feel such an affinity for what you're doing. And oh man, and you're making huge differences.
Hey, and is this a works cited in the back here of your book?
Yeah.
I'm just
hundreds of resources that the recipes and the blends, many of them come straight from the research, okay. Medical literature.
I feel like we're wearing the same tartan. Yeah, we're clan, amen. We're clan family.
Amen.
Yeah, so cool. Definitely, we want you back sometime, and we should just partner up on stuff.
So great. Well, Dr. Eric and Mama Z, thank you so much for coming onto the Trim Healthy Podcast. I feel like I've learned a lot. Last week, I even told Serena and Pearl, I was like, oh, essential oils. Okay, all right, we're going to go there.
He had the skeptical look in his eye.
Yeah, just because of the...
We got to go to the woo-woo.
Yeah, we got to get all like unfactual and get into the belief realm now. And so I feel like I don't feel that way anymore. And just looking at the book too, not just hearing you, but kind of going through this and then seeing the work cited and that you've really done the work to say, hey, here's why we believe what we believe. Here's you go look it up yourself. Here's what the FDA has said. Here's what the World Health Organization has said. It's not just our opinion. So that's always helpful for the factual me in the room. So and
really, you're so joyful.
I feel the joy.
You're anointed. Yeah, have we converted you? Can I ask? Are you a believer?
Well, I'm definitely.
Are you going to be a user?
Well, here's the thing. I as much appreciation as I have for the medical community and what modern medicine has done to help mankind, I am very wary of putting chemicals in my body. And I love the idea that there is an earth providing our health, providing our food, providing everything we need to live in this little biodome. Why is it not here to help us? So I love the concept of taking things from the earth, from the plants.
So yes, user Danny.
Yeah,
user,
yes.
Or no, yes to user or
I
no to user right here.
My main question.
Oh, what was
let's do another
up.
Potty sometime because right. This one, you open this up.
Oh, well, let's do a potty
me
too.
Me and my, ghastly.
Serene, should we just close this and do a potty too?
Start the question and then they can look forward to it next time.
Oh, okay.
What about essential oil enemas?
Ooh. Enemas?
Essential oils. Yes, for cleansing.
She had to go there,
Serene,
didn't she?
Why?
No, because why? some people that are very, 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 very sick, they actually absorb better with
up the
nutrition.
Bum.
Well, I didn't say up the bum, did I?
You know,
said
Pearl,
it was
we
so much
almost
more
got a podcast off without bathroom talk from Serene.
Hey, to be continued. Okay. Oh, that was such a cliffhanger. Everybody
will be
back.
See you guys here next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Then I'll be